All right, y'all, what's good? Welcome back to episode, I forgot, of UNC.
I don't know either. You know, I'm bad with these.
I don't know. Is it 5, 6, 17?
Oh, that's a lot
Sure.
of numbers.
All right.
Sure.
Am I recording? Yeah, we
Yes. Yeah.
apologize for our, what you call it, absence.
Absent. Sorry, guys.
We'll give
We
you some
was.
updates for our absence. We went to Cancun. We're out there for a week for our wedding anniversary. And then all of us got sick.
So did.
We were
I
Anaya
had
had
the Rona,
COVID.
y'all. I had the Ronas.
To be so weak.
Anyways, actually, I was pretty strong because that was the first time I had it ever. Even when it was really
This sounded like it
bad,
was
I never
kicking
got
your
it.
butt.
It was, though. It was.
Yeah.
It definitely was kicking my butt.
I was like, this is for all the times you've been dodging me since I came out.
It felt like that. It really felt like that. But yeah.
Yeah. We tried to record around the time that we were all sick and I couldn't make it through.
I could
We had to
not.
stop a section and just cancel it. It
Yeah.
got so bad.
Sorry, I couldn't. Like, I couldn't speak. Like, every time I spoke, I'll get like this really bad tickle in my throat, and I'll have like a coughing. Like, I was just kept coughing, 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 coughing. It was really bad. Even at
Yeah,
the K Corner, we had to like
no.
redo, like, we had to change the whole topic. You
Yeah.
know, so I wouldn't talk that much. So, but we back though. We back, y'all. We back and we
Yeah.
better. We healthy.
Hopefully.
Roman said every time he coughed, he felt like his insides were turning out. That's what you said.
Yeah, like I promise you, by the time I was done, I had a six pack. I'm so serious. Like my
Wow.
upper four packs was just tight than a mug and it hurt. And I was like, oh my goodness, dog.
I was worried about you. I was like, is he dying or what? Because what? I
Yeah.
was like, you sound like you was dying up over there.
That sound painful.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. I was like, oh, if I cough one more time. Man, I was like, I lost it after that. I started punching my wall. I
Oh, I felt that.
was so irritated.
But
Because it
yeah.
wasn't like a cough. It'll be any cough, no matter how small, will just start a series.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
Yep.
And I don't know what it was, but whatever was going on, I'd be asleep. And started choking on my spit, and then I just started coughing. I'm like, yo.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to, because even after the last episode we did, I was like, I knew I'm gonna need to fully recover, okay, after this, because this was not it. I was struggling, and I'm like, with this cough, everything, I just need to fully recover before we do another episode. Because even after I didn't have COVID anymore, I still had like a little tickle in my throat that would sometimes come up. And I looked it up, and it said like sometimes it kind of lingers a little bit, even though you don't have like the cold anymore, old anymore, or like COVID. It still kind of lingers a little bit. So there'll be times where I'm fine, but I start coughing out of nowhere. I have this like tickle in my throat, and it just barely went away, like a couple days ago. So, that's. Just shows how long we needed to recover, guys.
Yeah.
So sorry that we were gone for a while.
And then I was gone and I didn't even get paid on payday because I was gone for 2 weeks. One from the trip, the next because of illness.
It was
Yep.
hard.
The
It was hard.
struggle.
The struggle. But we back, y'all. We gonna be we back.
So I had to go and get this paper. You feel me? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so we apologize for our absence, you know. We'll be back. We'll be back. My
Yes.
schedule's starting to it's getting more hectic, but it's I could make time
Manage,
for
yeah.
yeah.
Cool.
But yeah.
What we talk about? What we
So,
talk about? Mm-hmm.
oh. Before we go, I just want to say that I know on this podcast I've mentioned about McDonald's and how my kind of go-to order is a Happy Meal.
All
So
the time.
or 10-piece nuggets, you know, if I'm feeling hungry.
Child.
But today I actually got something different.
What?
I
Really?
did. I did.
What do
So for context, every time I pick my brother up from school to go to McDonald's, and he'll always get a 10-piece. But recently, he's been getting a spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh,
So
chicken sandwich. Yes, Ashton.
I'm like,
Oh.
that kind of sounds really
Memes.
good. Oh yeah. Dang
I
it.
know. Yeah, I ain't reserved the right to know my government.
Hey, okay. There. Forgot.
Anyways, thank you. But yeah, so he's been getting like a lot of spicy chicken sandwiches. I was like, let me go ahead and try one of these sandwiches. And I tried it, and I think I'm going to stick with that as my McDonald's order.
I'm telling you, Jay, I told you them chicken sandwiches.
You
Come on.
tried the chicken sandwich before the quarter pounder?
Yes.
I don't like
Listen,
McDonald's burgers. I had them before.
chicken sandwiches is good. See,
you
y'all.
ain't had the double quarter pounder.
Okay, that's fine. That quarter count pounder is good, but the chicken sandwich, okay?
No, the chicken sandwich is basic compared to some other
How even
sandwiches
dare
I've
you
had.
say that? I
Oh,
can't even believe.
really? It's
No,
better
ain't
than
nobody care about
Chick-fil-A?
your opinion right now.
It's
So
better than Chick-fil-A?
what I was saying though was
But
chicken sandwiches, okay, is where it's at. And now
nah.
that you've seen the light, you've seen the light. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I don't really care for the spicy spicy because I don't like spicy, but I know that I'll probably if I did like spicy, I'll probably like it. I usually get the regular chicken sandwich.
Oh, you're
But
not even a real chicken sandwich.
anyway,
Oh.
you don't I don't like spicy. I don't like
Well,
hot.
as a lot of people have stated, one of my favorite lines, because y'all love chicken sandwiches so much, just like a moth to a flame. No joke.
Oh my
Anyway, we're going to
God.
ignore that.
Nah, but I mean, chicken sandwiches is cool. I have to go to certain places to get them, though. Like,
Yeah,
I
I
go to
mean, yeah.
McDonald's, a burger spot, to get a chicken sandwich. But I go to, like, Chick-fil-A or Popeye's and get me a chicken sandwich.
Egg and bird. Oh,
Or
y'all.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
No, I understand. I understand that. I just love chicken sandwich in general. So, like, if it's good, then I like that place. And McDonald's has a pretty good chicken sandwich, so I'm good with that. But usually whenever I go to a place, if they have a good chicken sandwich, I like that place. But anyways, y'all, anyone who lives in California, okay, in the California area, in Upland, y'all, they got this place called Egg and Bird. They have the best chicken sandwich. They just serve like a lot of chicken, like different like variations of chicken. Chicken sandwiches, chicken strips. I got like this thing called dirty fries, and it was like fries with
That are
like the
dirty.
chicken in it, and
Said that are dirty.
with sauce over it, and it was like green onions and everything in it. It was bomb. Y'all, if y'all don't haven't been there, go check it out. It's so good. Change our lives.
Since
Yes.
we're talking about restaurants, for those in the who for whatever reason you're in Pomona, I have to go out there sometimes for work, so that's why I know about the spot. There is a restaurant, Spanish restaurant called Casa de Pancho Mexican Grill. When I tell you their burritos is by far some of the best burritos I've had.
Burritos.
Yes.
I want to try one. I love burritos.
Then there's another spot in in Pico Rivera. I think it's on Rosemead, called Burrito Exchange. You'll miss it if you're not paying attention and looking for it. But when I tell you, I don't like salsa on my burritos, but that
You
green
don't?
salsa on that burrito was by far one of the best things I've ever had. I was sitting here, I took a bite as we got to our spot. And I told him, I said, while you're unloading the van, I'm gonna take three or four more bites.
Dang.
And I had to stop myself because I knew that I wanted to try it with the salsa. And at the rate I was going, it was gonna be no, I couldn't use the salsa. I just would have had a bag of salsa. But when I tell you that that made my evening
So
when
when
I
you're
got
taking
home
this,
from there.
because
Yeah.
that makes it's making me hungry. I kind of want a burrito
And then if you go, no, I'm joking.
right now. Okay, that's definitely a spot we're gonna have to check out soon.
Speaking of burritos, it'll be very, very brief. There's actually a spot in Riverside that sells kimchi changas.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's like an Asian and Mexican infused infused
Look
restaurant.
at that.
What?
No, I'm joking.
That's such a weird combination, but I really want to try it. Is it good? Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it yet. I haven't
Okay,
been
we
out
going next
there.
time we go to y'all. Go to your house.
Okay.
Wait, ain't Riverside closer to down here?
No.
Really?
Riverside is really big. It's really big.
Yes. It's closer to Jay. It's
I
like
didn't even know that.
right by her, I think.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes. 3 minutes out. But Riverside is really big. Riverside County is.
Yeah.
It takes over a bunch of areas. But yeah, y'all, that was our I don't know where how we got here, but we're here.
I don't know either, yeah.
I think we're just all collectively hungry. No, I'm joking.
Not
That's
for real
true.
though. Like I'm really hungry. Now I want a
All right.
burrito.
I guess our first topic is
Burritos. Breeders.
Breeders.
So, scenario.
Okay, Lord. Okay.
So, you're facing 20 years for a crime that you didn't commit, but your friend committed. Do you snitch or do you hold them down?
I'm
Wait, say
singing.
that one more time. You can hear me, or did I say it wrong?
No, it's just I didn't. I wasn't just
She
this
ain't
now.
hear me.
So you're facing 20 years for a crime you did not commit, but your friend did. Do you snitch on them or do you hold them down?
I'm sorry. Right when you started talking, my computer froze. I'm sorry.
Oh my
She did it on
gosh.
purpose, Jay. She
No,
did.
for real. Like literally, right when she said it was about to repeat it, it froze, and so I got the end of the question of the scenario. Sorry, say it
Okay, third time for the people out there. You're facing 20 years for a crime you did not commit, but your friend did. Do you snitch on them or do you hold them down?
time. Okay, wait. So I'm facing 20 years, but they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But y'all
Nah.
best friends.
No. Okay. If we was really best friends, she would not have me spending 20 years doing something she did. Or yeah. Well, it
If you was a real
was.
best friend, you would just take the hit. Now, I'm
No.
saying that just to play it. I'm singing. I'm sorry. I'm putting you on blast. And then I'm putting anybody who's affiliated with you on blast.
No, if
Because
I
I'm sorry,
did
I'm not spending 20.
20 years for something I didn't do, absolutely not. I would feel like me, I feel like you wouldn't really be my friend if you let me do that. Like, no. 20 years, something you did, absolutely not.
If I spent a few months, I guess you could argue. But that's on my record and that's not on yours. So
No, I don't care how long I'm in jail. You
I
going, not
don't know.
me. Especially if it's not that long. I'm like, you can do that. It's not that long. You can go right ahead and do that time.
And you better give me one of the most immaculate reasons as to why I should take the hit.
Exactly.
And if you can't come up with it, well then skedaddle, player. I'll see you in a few months.
I just feel like no. I wouldn't want, if I was in the if the situation was switched, I would not want my friend, especially my best friend, to be doing time because of something I did. It's like no. And I feel like I would want that to be reciprocated. And I would feel like they are not really my friend. They really don't care about me. If you would want, you would have me go spend 20 years of my life in jail for something you did. I just, it would have to be a really good reason than just you're my best friend. Like you should, you have, you should just, you're my best friend. You just gotta stick up for me. No, absolutely not. It has to be like a really, really good reason, but there's no reason in my head that would be, that would just justify it now.
What if they have kids and they're gonna go to foster care if she goes to jail?
They didn't think, they wasn't thinking about them kids when they did the crime, okay?
Man, forget them kids. No, I'm joking. Nah, I'll take them.
I take care of them.
I'm like, hey, while you serving that time, I got the chitlins. Just don't be stupid. Like, that's what came, what come in my head. Well, I'm about to ruin my record and make my life difficult for me to be able to put myself in a position to have a family because you were stupid. Oh, nah. You should, right before you did that stupid thing, you should be like, my kids, and leave it.
Exactly.
Nine. I did it. My kids. Hobie, we've been boys since we was three, dog. Like, man, get your old room tune. Your breath smell like Putin behind. Up on out of here, dog.
Yeah, they wasn't thinking about them kids. N no, I'll take care of the kids, okay? While you do the time that you deserve.
You
What
know,
if for a
I might
family
put down
member?
some money to so you could get yourself a good lawyer.
You said, what if for a family member?
Yeah.
Again, it's.
You on
I
your
don't
own.
know. It depends. I'm just like, I don't know. It's like, no. I'm like, why would you want me to do that in the first place? Again, there's not a reason I could find in my head right now that would make sense for me to spend 20 years and not you.
Look,
Like,
there's no reason. I don't care how great of a persuader you are. There's no reason as to why I should do your time when you did the action. I mean, you committed the crime. Like, what am I doing your time for? Like,
exactly.
bro, give the program, dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It'll be, I'll see you when you get out.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially depending on the crime. Like, if you was doing some nonsense like pedophilia, I ain't going. You by yourself, dog. Ain't no way that's
Exactly.
about to go out.
Nope.
Ain't
So,
no
in
money in the world.
conclusion, you're on your own, bruh, in jail.
And forget them kids.
Because you obviously you always don't care about me.
All them kids.
Exactly. Speaking
of jail, would you date someone fresh out of jail?
I don't know.
It depends on what they did. What they like, what they do.
Assault battery.
No.
Yeah.
It depends on what they did, because some people like are in there, for things they probably didn't do really, or it was after out of self-defense, maybe, it depends on what it is. But if you were just being crazy, you was a serial killer, or like you murdered somebody, or nah, bro. They were in jail for 20 years because their friend didn't hold them down. I was like, so you stupid.
Again, what crime did you commit that got you in there for 20 years?
Was like, so you stupid. No, next.
I'm like, oh, you're impulsive. There's the door.
They don't. Oh, Lord. Okay. I agree. I'm potting right now.
And then, no, I'm joking.
The next one, this might be the last one. We'll see how this conversation goes.
Okay.
So there's this I guess theory going around. One of my coworkers actually told me about this theory, so shout out to her if she's listening.
Shout out.
It's called the orange
Who's
pill
you?
theory.
The what?
The orange pill theory. Oh
Oh, that
gosh.
nonsense.
Wait,
Okay.
I don't know what this is. I know like the red blue pill, but what is this? So basically it's like it works for relationships, but it can also work for family members too. So say like, because we all drive together a lot, and sometimes I like to eat while I'm driving, so I might ask the person in the passenger seat to open this for me. So the orange pill theory is, if I ask you to peel this orange for me, would you do it?
Oh, like while you're driving?
Yeah, but I just said, can you peel this orange for me?
Yeah. Like what, but like why wouldn't you though? Because
It's a
it's like
test. Because a lot of people on TikTok, they ask their other family members or significant others to peel the orange for them. They're like, no, why do I have to peel your orange? Why can't you do it yourself? That's supposed to be a testament to if it's a red flag or not in your relationship.
oh wait, okay, so it's not just like if you was driving, like it's just anytime. Okay, that makes sense. I'm like, do they want to like die or something? Like why would she be peeling an orange while she's driving? Okay, oh okay, I see. Okay, so in a different situation I would even act like, why do I gotta peel?
Thank you. Thank you. That is my irritation. I hate these theories because they are based.
I feel like that's not really a red flag, though.
Yeah, they're based on just foolishness. They are based off of what that person believes their loved one should do. And the reality of the situation is you are an independent person who got two hands that work. Peel your own orange.
Yeah, I would just like have, I would be like, why? Like, what you about to do where you can't peel this right now?
Thank you. Now, if it
Yeah.
was an extenuating circumstance, like for example, you was driving, you want to eat an orange and you can't peel it because you're driving, yeah, I'll peel it for you. You know, but if I'm sitting here and we chilling and you got the orange in your hand and you walk up to me and say, can you peel this? I'll be like,
Me too. I was like,
what you?
why can't you do it?
Your hands don't work? Like they hurt? Like what's going on?
That is not a red flag. Oh my
That,
God. Come
yeah,
on now.
that's not a red flag. That is a person looking at you like, why is this grown person asking me to peel some
I
orange?
gotta ask questions first, Just like, okay, why can't you do it right now? And if it's a good reason, I'm like, all right, I'll do it for you. But if it's just like, I just want you to peel this orange, I'll be like, get out of my face.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, hey, can you peel this for me real quick? I gotta go do something. Oh yeah, for sure. See, that's a good enough reason because I gotta go handle something. Why I need to peel an orange? You don't want to peel it for me? No. Like I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you, but you know what? You're right. I just got this overwhelming impulse to just peel this orange for you because I love you so much. And like, no one's saying that. Like, it's like, bruh. Why? You got the orange in your hand, peel it. And I know some people they're like, I don't like the pollen and all that getting in my nails. I like to use a knife.
Yeah.
Like cut it down the middle, and then it's a whole lot easier to peel from there. Maybe. I don't know. I ain't tried it, but I'm assuming. But like, do it yourself.
Yeah.
I'll help you with something that you can't do. Like if the jar is too tight. All right, I'll try to help you open a jar. You know, or like the milk top hurts your hands sometimes when you try to do it. Okay, you just your hands is oily and you can't get grip. I'll open
What?
that for you. Now some
Oh.
people like their hands get oily and they can't get grip on the top of some caps, so they may ask you, hey, can you open this for me?
Right.
And so for stuff like that, okay, yeah, that's understandable. Sometimes that happens. And then I'll open it for you. But peeling an orange and you're trying to dictate that off of our relationship, I was
Yeah,
gonna
that's
say
weird.
what it reminds me of, but I know that is going into a topic that a lot of political people are they feel strongly about, and so I do not want to go down this route. Just know that
Okay.
if you do understand why I'm saying I am highly against it, but
I don't, but okay.
I'll tell y'all later.
All
But
right.
yeah, like you know, I don't. When I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, then that's just the kind of person he is. He'll peel an orange for you.
Yeah.
And then I saw other people that was like, no. And then she got sad in the video. And I was like, what you getting sad for? Peel your orange.
I think it
30
depends.
something.
It also
Like,
depends on who it is, because I feel like low key, just because the way I am, if it was like my man or something, or like my husband or something like that, and he asked me out the blue, I think if depending on how I was feeling, I'd be like, okay, babe. But in other situations, I'll probably like get out of my face too. So I don't know. It depends.
And I do feel like it does kind of depend like what mood the person's in. Because some people are like, bro, I'm not in the mood to play these foolish games about you asking me to peel an orange that you could peel.
Yeah, or I, but even if like he asked me and I'm like, oh, okay, I think I still would ask questions first, like, why do you want me to do this? Like, what are you doing that where you can't peel this orange? Actually, no, I take that back, because if he just said, I just want you to peel this orange, I'll be like, no. Especially now that I know what this is.
Like, I
Like,
would kind of
no.
be hot. I'm not gonna lie. I'd be like, okay, and I'll probably take him like, what you want me to peel this orange for? Oh, you know, it's just I just want you to peel it. Man, peel it your doggone self. Like, if you ain't got a legit reason, then what am I doing it for? And you better eat the orange. Like, that's what's going through my head.
Exactly.
Isn't there better not be like, oh my goodness, guys, he peeled the orange for me. And then you don't eat it. Come back to my, it was a test. I'm gonna be hot.
I'll be hot too. I'll be
I'm
hot too.
just making sure that you love me. Huh? An orange dictates how much I love you. It is wild. And I remember I saw a video, a person was explaining the theory behind it, which is a reason why I want people to focus on the word theory because it doesn't make sense. The theory behind it is if they're willing to do this small thing for you, then imagine the big things that they'll be willing to do for you. And the reality of the situation is I'm not going to do every small thing for you because I'm gonna get irritated after a while because I'm like, why are you 20 some years old, almost 30? Why are you 30 some years old? And you over here asked me to do stuff that your hands are very much capable of doing. Like, you're not dumb. That's why I know you're not incapable. You are capable. Do it, doggone it. Like,
I think it's dumb.
it's irritating. I got real mad when I found out the theory behind it.
I mean, I understand that, but it's like, I feel like just because I don't want to peel this orange for you, just because you just all of a sudden want me to, is a red flag. I feel like anybody would have that reaction, to be honest. Like, oh, well, why can't you do it? All because I just want you to do it. But why? Like, why can't you do it? Just want you to do it. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the equivalent to saying, can I do something? No. Why? Because I said so. That's not an explanation. Like,
Excuse me.
what you mean you said so? Like, what is the reasoning behind your no? Because I said so. What? Why can't you peel this orange? Because I just want you to do
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
it.
I think it depends again, like, because I'm not gonna say like every time, or not. I don't think it would happen all the time, but you know, I may do it. Like, I'm like, okay, but I'll be just feel weird about it, or like I'll be like, what is this about? Like, now I'll peel it, but I'll be like, what is you on? But I'll do it, but like, what is going on with you? Or it would either be that. Or I ain't gonna do it. So,
Yeah.
most likely I'm not gonna do it, but you may get me to do it. just because I'm a nice person. Just because, you know, I'm like, all right. But I will be like, what's going on? Why are we doing this? Why do I have to do this? I'll be asking questions. So
Yeah, because now
if
you
you want to
got
hear a bunch of
orange
questions,
peel.
go right ahead.
Yeah, now you got orange peel in between your fingernails.
I don't like
I'm
that. I
gonna
don't even
find
like
out it was a
oranges.
test. Yeah, because that's what's going to tick me off. Now I didn't took time out of my day. I was probably watching TV or playing a game. Now, after I peeled an orange, I gotta thoroughly wash my hands to get this all nasty nonsense out of my hands so I could go back doing what I was doing.
Especially if I was chilling. No.
You don't like
Man,
oranges.
no, I don't like when you know.
That's
Not the
wild.
cuties. No.
What about
I like
Kangaroo?
orange flavored things, but I don't like
That is
orange
like
itself.
equivalent to my sister hating cheese but likes pizza.
I
Excuse me,
mean,
loves
it
pizza.
happens. I don't know. I just don't like to eat the actual fruit, but I drink some orange juice.
That's wild. They literally taste the same.
Not really. I just like the juice form of it, really. Without pulp, okay? Pulp makes me feel like I'm eating the actual fruit. I don't like pulp in it. Plus, I don't like it. Just feels like there's stuff in my drink. I don't know, because it is, but I don't know. I don't like that. I just don't like it. I like pulp, but like without pulp is bomb.
I don't like pulp either. I don't know how Paris do it.
It's nasty. It's
It's
nasty.
not that
Well, it's not nasty, but because it tastes the same, but it just feels like there's just little
bugs in my mouth.
bug, yeah, little stuff in your drink. I don't like that.
That's how you know the orange is authentic.
Oh, goodness.
I don't want it to be authentic, okay? I want the juice. Just the juice.
You get in the juice with a little
Okay.
bit of seasoning.
I don't want the season. I
I
just want the
haven't
juice.
had orange juice in a long time. I'm actually turning more into apple juice person now.
Oh yes, I'm an apple juice person. I'll drink apple juice all day. Yeah,
Welcome.
exactly. Because
Yeah,
you used
orange
to
juice
be
is
like
too sweet.
orange juice over apple juice. I'm like, really? I don't
Yeah.
know. Apple juice is just
But I'm not gonna lie though. Sometimes orange juice be hydrating in a mug on a nice morning.
it do. If you
I
like
get so
a nice
thirsty.
cold like cup of orange juice be really refreshing in the morning, but I still prefer apple juice. Like a really like refreshing cup of apple juice definitely washes anything orange juice can give me. Okay. Yeah. But I like orange juice, don't get me wrong, but apple juice is definitely up
We got
there.
you wrong.
No. No, we don't. Shout out to apple juice.
Lord. Yeah, shout out to Mott's.
Shout out to apple juice.
Shout out to
Shout out to the pulp.
Mott's. Oh, you say Mott's?
Yeah,
Mott's for tots. That's what you be drinking. Mott's for
what?
children.
I'm gonna own it, y'all. I like drinking apple juice, but I've been drinking the Mott's for Tots, which is
Exactly. I
that's
don't know why you
40%
deny
water.
it. I'm like, she drinks Mott's apple juice for children. It's like, anyway, no, I don't. Yeah, you
Anyways,
do.
y'all, if you guys have kids and you give them these the Mott's for Tots apple juice with 40% water, it just hits more.
No.
It's so good. It's
Oh, Dave,
so
40% water? Are you kidding?
That's not orange juice.
Hey, apple juice. Apple
Oh, yeah,
juice.
that's sorry. That's not apple juice. That's apple water.
It's so good.
No,
No,
Jay,
Jay, apple
like,
water.
no.
40% water.
40% water is
That
wild.
is good though.
No, they just drink water.
That threw
No.
me off. 40% water is ridiculous, Jay. No. No.
It's so good. Because
No.
sometimes if I get apple juice, it could be a little bit too sweet for me. So I'll just add a little bit of water to it and I'll
I
drink it.
understand that,
I've
but
never heard.
40%?
I've
That's for the
never
whole
heard
thing.
someone say apple juice is too sweet.
I know, I never heard that either.
Maybe because I'm getting
But we
older.
all know Jay got weird taste buds anyways.
That is true.
Listeners out there, y'all know, you know what I mean when apple juice
You
and
don't.
juice is kind of too
No,
sweet.
y'all
They
don't.
don't. They don't.
Even when I drink juice, like I don't fill it up half, I fill it up this much and I'll be good. Like this water bottle, I probably put this much juice and drink it. Well, a little bit
That's
more than
not
that.
40% water then. I
Okay.
mean, yeah. Jay, you literally just described that you make your apple juice 20% apple juice and 80% water. If that is how much apple juice you pour.
It's not that much water, but it's enough to water it down a little bit.
Little bit, little bit.
Who waters down juice? Like, the whole point of juice is for it to be sweet. Like,
I know. Sometimes juice can be a little sweet. I understand putting a little bit of water in it just to, like, decrease the sweetness a little bit. But apple juice, I don't know. I never tasted apple juice as that sweet. And putting
oh
that much water in apple juice, you might as well
drink water.
drink water at this point.
I
You're
mean,
drinking apple water.
I drink water too, but sometimes you want something else.
No.
No, you can't say sometimes you want something else and add water. Then just drink water. Like it makes
Just
no
drink, yeah, just
sense.
drink water at this
Sometimes
point.
you just don't want water. You want something else that you add water to. Like, that's what that is.
But it's not that much water that I add to it.
If you eliminate the sweetness, that's a lot of water you added to it.
Jay, you said that you put this much apple juice and then the rest is water.
Oh, okay. What I meant was when I just pour juice regularly without adding anything, I only drink this much, which
Oh,
means I
okay.
don't drink a lot of juice because it's too sweet. If I do decide to mix apple juice with water, this part would be the apple juice, this much would be the water, or a little bit less than that. So it's not like a
Oh, weird.
big difference, but
Okay, that
it
makes
does
sense.
taste a little bit like watered down and
But
drinkable.
Mozzarella being 40% water, Jay, that's
That's for
ridiculous.
the whole thing.
I
Think
know.
about how concentrated apple juice is.
I understand, Jay, but I feel like that just
Just give me my
tastes like
diabetes and
apple
call it
water.
a day. Why am I playing games with
But like apple
it?
juice isn't even like that, like where it will give you diabetes. That's the thing.
Yeah, like,
It's actually a pretty
you
good
didn't
drink.
wash away all the minerals and vitamins that you was about to receive. Like,
They're going down.
no. I bet
You
you
just
don't like
take.
tra I bet you don't like traditional Kool-Aid, huh? Black Kool-Aid.
In all honesty, I haven't had Kool-Aid in a very long time. I would say it's been since I lived in Bellflower. I was like 8 or 9 last time I had Kool-Aid.
Wow.
I haven't had it in an extremely long time. I haven't had it since back when we lived in an apartment.
I think I had it like a year or two ago. You
I just haven't eaten it. So I probably might still
know,
be drinking
I
the Kool-Aid.
do want some, and I want it created the right way. I want to feel the sugar running through my veins.
All right.
Yeah, I want to sit there, but
Oh.
and
Oh my God. Okay.
that's it right there. Sorry, scratching this part under my ear.
Anyway.
Lord. I think that will be it because we're almost at, we're tw have 20 minutes left before we reach an hour.
Oh,
And
wow. Okay.
I think we might save this one. I'm gonna save this one because I know y'all like anime, so it's going to drag even more.
Girl, why didn't you start off with that?
That could have been the video. You see my back screen.
We can do
Are
it
you?
next time. Unless you could compile this in 20 minutes.
I
What's the
sure can.
question? Okay. What would you do if you found out your significant other does cosplay.
I don't like cosplay.
You come home late from work and you see them in full cosplay. I
Yeah.
wrote that topic down. I was like, this will work for y'all, because what if he's dressed as Zorro? That'll be
Oh,
great for
yes,
you.
sir.
And then
Yes,
if he's
sir.
dressed as Nami for you, Roman,
That
then
would be
it's
great.
What? I
Nami.
mean, Nico Robin. My
Zoro
girl, what's
Sanji.
her name? Mirko from My
Oh.
Girl. Yoruichi.
Okay, you're just gonna go down
I
the
told you we not keeping this 20
line.
minutes left. No, I'm joking. But
Yeah, I
shoot,
don't mind
I
it.
don't care.
Unless,
This
as long as he's not
midnight,
weird about
like.
it. As long as he's not weird about it. Because I always want to do
Yeah.
cosplay. Like, because I'm supposed to be going, this year's Anime Expo, I wanted to do cosplay. I wanted to dress up this time. So I always wanted to go, well, this time. It will be my first time going, but I wanted to dress up. I've always wanted to do that. I think it's not a weird thing. It's just weird people do it sometimes. They
Yeah, like some people just make it weird.
make it weird, but I don't think it's like a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be like, oh my goodness, we're breaking up, you're weird. Like, no, I'll be like, oh, okay, Zorro.
I'm like, okay, cool. You into cosplay? I mean, you into anime? Cool. But
Exactly.
you get into the whole mimicking the character to the extent
Like they
like the
no.
ooh stuff. Like,
The
I'm like, whoa. Slow your roll.
yeah,
Let's take
that's
it a few steps back.
yeah, we can't I can't do no senpai stuff. No, I can't.
So it becomes
That
all
weird thing they be
annoying.
doing them gestures. Like
Man, like if you come, yeah.
that? No. I was like, all right.
You come up to me and you got a wing and you ask me a question and your eyebrow raised at the same time as your wing, the
No, I can't do that. If they start
door.
talking weird, I'll be like, oh, okay, no. Why do they be doing that? I've seen that on TikTok. They're making them gestures. They'd be like, senpai?
Yeah, and they be, I'm like, ooh, one of my favorite videos is when there's a guy who watches their videos, and then at the end of it, it shows a cat. And sometimes the cat is Hispanic, sometimes it'll be Italian, depending on what the theme is. And my favorite line at the end of it, he said, oh no, pringue. And he plays Spanish music, and it's so hilarious. But that's how you be feeling. You like, dog, like what gets me is like some videos where they be talking about how they're werewolves, or like they're that they've been suppressing their demon power, and you're like, bro, you good?
Right.
And then he be talking, you like, whoa, like this guy needs to like. Calm down, you're not a main character, like this is just life. And he'll say, he'll yell out his attack move, a thousand death punch, and then he do the sound effect like shh. I'm like, yo dog, you're in the bathroom, take a shower dog, like what's going on? Like I don't mind people who like quote lines from a show, because like let's be real, everybody does that, you know. Like do the roar, like stuff like that. Like I don't mind people going into some characters, but sometimes people be like full blown character mode, like they're an actor.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been seeing it on TikTok and everything. I'm like, ew, why do they sound like that? They're the weird gesture. Like, I'm like,
Yeah.
ugh. Like, they'll be like doing like POVs and stuff.
Or like
No.
sometimes like their facial expressions and how they make their mouth move. As they do it, and you know, and it kind of started when, what's her name, Bella Porch,
Oh, yeah.
when she was big on TikTok, and she used to do that thing with her mouth, and so a lot of people just started doing it, and I was like, look, please stop. Like, these characters y'all depicting would never talk like this.
Yeah, I don't know why they talk like that, because they don't even talk like
Yeah.
that. It's like, ugh, no.
Yeah.
If they start acting like that, absolutely not. Because
Yeah, I'm like Naruto.
I cringe to like the depths of me when I see that. Like, literally,
Yeah.
it's so irritating. I'm like,
It gives me
nobody talks
chills
like that.
every time.
They'd be like, POV, I bumped into you in the hallway. And they'll be like,
Oh. Oh.
sorry, didn't see there. And then they'd be like, what?
You think I'm cute?
You think I'm cute? Well, I think you are too.
And then they always put like the
Oh my
subtitles of what the other
God.
person is saying.
Yeah.
Oh
No,
man.
I'm cringing right now. My chest hurts.
It makes you be like, oh, one of the it was funny. But he was like, there was like when you helped that one anime kid who forgot his pen or like his pencil, and the dude starts tripping. He's like, oh my God. How can I do it? And he's going to like his anime monologue. I remember that when I got up this morning, I specifically remember grabbing my pencil in. And the dude's like, hey, bro, like, chill out. I got you, bro. I got you. He was like, oh my goodness. Thank you so much, friend. Best of friendo. And he's just screaming that for a minute. And bro, like, all right, dog, I get it. Chill, chill. But it's like, yo, bro, chill out.
Yeah.
And it's something, and I'm not trying to say like y'all are bad people. I mean, y'all really love what y'all do, and more power to you.
Yeah, weird.
Because I can't do that, but you know, to an extent, I do say it does somewhat affect a lot of people from trying to get interested in anime, because they kind of associate that with it, and they're
I
like,
don't
"Oh,
care.
you
Y'all weird.
like
Okay. Y'all weird.
anime?"
Okay. Y'all weird. All right. Listen, there, you can like that stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
But just know when you do be doing all the extra stuff, it's cringy. Okay. It is. And you got to accept it. Okay. Just accept it. If you're going to do it, just accept that you look stupid. Okay. You look weird. Okay, I won't be that mean. Okay, I'm sorry. You're into what you're into, but it's weird. Okay.
And I'm sorry, and I'm pretty sure there are some women out there who have the male pillows. But when y'all get these pillows of these anime chicks, I'm sorry. But I'm
Weird.
gonna need you to lock in. I'm gonna need you to get it together, Doc. You
Weird,
better than
yeah.
this, bro. You better than this. If you genuinely believe you are the main character, you don't need those pillows, dog. You go out
Yes.
there, you get that bread, and you talk your game.
Yes.
You don't need a pillow. You got her.
So,
Oh.
in conclusion, we don't take up any more time. It's not weird to do cosplay. I think it's a great thing. And if
Yeah.
my significant other was into it, it wouldn't be a problem. It's just if they started being weird about it. And
Yeah,
they
like
started
if they
being
came out in a wolf outfit and it's
character.
not towards any anime I've seen, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. I mean,
Where?
it doesn't have to be like an anime I've seen, but it's just the like the weird talking and
Yeah.
senpais. No, just
Yeah,
don't do
but
that.
there's a specific group I'm talking about that's amongst this cosplaying.
Yeah.
And
You know
I
who
was
you
like,
are. Yes.
yeah, and I'm like, chill out. You're not a wolf, okay? You're human. All right. You're no dog.
Yes, you're not a sand.
You're
Just relax.
no alpha wolf. You're no leader of a pack. You're human. You feel me? And the real honesty of the situation is what I'm intrigued by is how you function in life. Like, there was this one chick, and then, we could start wrapping it up, but there is this one chick where she genuinely talks about how she got this collar around her neck because it prevents her from meowing so much. And her school had gotten on her case about her having it. Now, I'm pretty sure it's not real. I'm almost certain it's not real, because not too many schools really trip on people wearing chokers, but at least out here, I was saying. But
I've heard of it, yeah.
yeah.
It happens.
But
Actually, no,
she,
it does happen. My middle school didn't like chokers.
yeah, I mean, like, I'm not putting it past it. Like, I do believe, like, some schools aren't okay with it. Like, my school wasn't okay with us wearing basketball shorts for free dress day. Like stuff like that. It was like, bruh, it's basketball shorts. We coming out and we hoop. Like, why can't we? Anyways, get off topic. But yeah, and so she took the collar off and then she just started meowing randomly. And I was like, yo, like, you're human.
That's so
Like,
weird.
yeah, and so stuff like that, I'd be like, all right. Sometimes it gets bad where I just have to scroll. Because I'm like, if I look at this any longer, I'm not even gonna cringe. I'm just gonna be pissed. Like,
Sometimes it'd be making me laugh though. It'd be so cringy that it's hilarious.
yeah, some of it is funny, and some of it is like, all right, bro, really? Like, you went that far with it? Like, some people would, oh man, when they dress up as Deku, I'm like, yo. You good? And what's up with y'all loving the innocent, like cosplaying as a real innocent main character who is powerful but is a crybaby? Like, in my personal opinion, those are the worst ones.
That's so horrible. I I
don't
don't know, man.
know.
Listen, no matter who you dress up as, if you weird about it, it's weird. Okay, so y'all relax.
Please.
And just
Yep,
en
yep, yep,
enjoy.
yep.
Yeah.
Man, you can
But
love
shout out to
yourself,
cosplayers.
cosplay, and have fun.
Shout out to cosplayers.
Yeah, because some of y'all do a fantastic job with like, I'll say this.
Love
You
it, love
guys,
it.
a lot of them are extremely artistic. Like there is crazy at how down to the T they really be getting a lot of their stuff. And a lot of it is like homemade, like they didn't buy it online. They just got the materials and they created themselves. And for those people, like shout out to y'all, because that actually takes a lot of skill and a lot of patience that I don't have.
That's true. Shout
Shout
out to
out.
y'all.
Out, out.
That has been the conclusion of UNC. Let us know about how
UNC.
y'all feel about this episode. How you feel about anime. Y'all want to,
Have
I
anime.
could say what the next topic is going to be for next episode. It'll lead to maybe a lengthy discussion. We'll see.
Yes.
So, want to hear some more anime talk? A potential topic would be, how has the portrayal of anime changed from when you were in school to now? So we will
Oh, yes.
talk
So you're
about
giving me
that.
something to think about.
Yeah. So
A
if you
great
guys
topic.
want to hear about our thoughts on that, come back to the next episode in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If everything goes well in 2 weeks. But
Oh,
yeah, thank you guys so much. Before we leave, we want to throw in our song suggestions for the week.
yeah.
Cue
Yes.
music. That's why I don't have music.
Hey,
Did you say
yo.
cue
I'm sorry.
music?
Stand
Anyone?
up. I'm joking.
Does anyone want to go first?
I
I
guess I'll
guess.
go.
Oh.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
She wanted them. No, I'm
Go
joking. Okay.
ahead.
So recently saw a video on TikTok. Funny dude, forgot his name, but he was doing the videos about like when you have a dude who's on Ox, but he has like his playlist is all over the place. And so in the video he's sleep, and the guy who's recording is like, man, he over here sleep. He's supposed to be on the ox. And then he plays, and then the guy, he shakes him, he wakes up, and then later on he plays the song. And I was like, oh my goodness, that was my jam. What is this song? It's from You Got Served. It was the
Oh,
dance battle when they got betrayed.
I remember you asking
That's it.
about this.
So my recommendation is Flip Side by Freeway.
Volume and a little bit of bass is all it takes to make the place get wild. A whole lot of stuff.
Or
All
chicken.
right. Okay. Cool, cool,
Shout out to You
cool.
Got Served.
Yeah.
Old classic movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
I know, I haven't seen it forever.
In all honesty, when we watch it, we just skip to the dance scenes. Like,
Really? Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
yeah. I'm like, the
Shout out
story
to
wasn't really.
Marcus
Saint.
Houston, and shout out to O'Malley.
Shout out to Lil
Melano.
Saint.
Do it for Lil Saint, y'all.
Always.
Always. Okay, I'll go next. All right. Today, I'm gonna give y'all some country feels today. Okay. I love me some
Next.
country.
No, I'm joking.
Love me some country. Okay. All right. So this song, I kind of want to play it at my wedding or when I get proposed to.
You better
All
not.
right. So the song is, it's called This Is It by Scotty
You're not there
McCreery.
yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it, this is now, this is what I've been talking about. Looking now, can't you see forever?
Shout out to Scotty McCreery. If y'all know, he was on American Idol, and I was rooting for him that whole season. He won, I think. Yeah, he did win. He was a guy who was like, lock them doors and they're alone.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Never knew.
Shout out to Scotty. But yeah, that's my song suggest of this week. Very beautiful song. So yeah. If anybody has wants ideas for like a wedding song or something, especially if you're into country, that's a really good recommendation. So yep.
Better lock them doors and burn the flying family. What song is that? I'm really not into country music, but the first time I heard that, I was like, that has to be like one of my main sayings.
Goodness.
All right, what about you, Jay?
My song suggestion is actually one, if you are on a certain side of TikTok, you'll understand how this
You got a little
song.
British accent when you said talk.
That was British.
TikTok.
Yeah, you said, and on a certain side of TikTok.
That
Talk.
is disgusting. I'm
Whoa.
sorry, y'all, on
How
TikTok.
dare thee?
How dare they? If
you're on that side of that app, there's this song by OSA or OSA called Diamonds and Pearls.
Yeah, you need this on delay. I need you, don't be late, and I hope you listen. When I call you by other names, and a loving that feels this way, no, I wouldn't change up. Yeah. See, you need this on delay. I need you, don't be late, and I hope you listen.
Now, the original version on Apple Music is great. But the sped up version, it just hits the soul. Okay.
Okay.
One lyric he says in the song is, you need this on delay. And the way he sings that part makes me happy.
Okay.
Need this on delay.
So that's the end of the episode, y'all. I hope you guys have a good time.
What do you
I'll see y'all
mean?
next episode. Good night. Goodbye, y'all.
Whoa. It's not over yet.
Bye, y'all. Peace. The episode's over.
Why are you on delaying the
This is the last episode of UNC. I'm so sorry. Rubbish. Rubbish.
The blasphemy. You dare cut this before we get our shillings? No. I'll do wager.
This podcast is canceled. Last episode. I hope you guys had a good time. Ta-ta.
To all the British people out there, I am a huge fan of your accent.
Real, I love British people.
I
I
love
can
your
never execute
accent
it well, but
because,
you're one of my favorite accents. So shout out to British people.
Because Every person's accent's always different. Like you get the,
Shout out to One
they
Direction.
don't sound like our version of British, but you get that, and then you kind of get like the accent that you'll hear like in Peaky Blinders. Like,
What?
like almost borderline sea shanty type
A sea
accent, and
shanty.
you're like, hey, I mess with this. Like, I want to get that accent down pat and just start talking like it.
Know, me too. I'm gonna get a British accent down. Okay, you're gonna think I'm from there. Okay, one
This
day.
episode been over. This episode's over. We done.
I know, I'm just saying.
You gonna put all of this in it, yeah? No.
I probably will.
Upload on a Tuesday.
I'll do a proper cancel. I cancel. See, I'm jumbled up. I'll do a proper ending.
I jumbled up.
Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for listening.
Bye.
Always do it for Lil Saint.
Do flow saint.
Do it for little sight.
Bye.
Remember, brown cows have speckled spots.
That's ridiculous.